NPR News.
This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Capital One, offering their dining and entertainment card, Saver. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio.
Billy Henry.
Support for Stardate on KPR comes from AudioReader, hosting a donation drive at Fairlawn Plaza in Topeka, Tuesday, June 30th, 4 to 7 p.m. Accepting gently used stereo equipment, vinyl records, cassettes, and musical instruments. Details at reader.ku.edu. Music from a composer of the classical time, someone who was at one point a student of Mozart. Music by Maria Teresa von Paradis and her Sicilienne, played by the Scottish Chamber Orchestra, with trumpeter and conductor Rolf Smedvig, here on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon, welcome, I'm Jeff Watson. Classical music continues, and in this noon hour, we've got a performance awaiting us by the Athena Ensemble with Claude Debussy's wonderful cello sonata. Other than that, we've got Swedish works, such as a very lush pastoral suite a bit later by Lars-Erik Larsson. Right now, the Swedish Chamber Orchestra and various soloists with conductor Petter Sundqvist bring us a suite for violin, viola, and orchestra from composer Kurt Atterberg on Kansas Public Radio. A suite for violin, viola, and orchestra by Swedish composer Kurt Atterberg, performed by the Swedish Chamber Orchestra led by Peter Sundqvist on Kansas Public Radio. Not the only work from a Swedish composer we've got for you in this noon hour. In just a little over 10 minutes, we have a beautiful pastoral suite by composer Lars-Erik Larsson to share. That and much more still to come here on a Thursday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from New Vaughan House of Lawrence, offering care services to assist living, including day-stay, short-term, and long-term options. Information at newvaughanhouse.com. And the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through social and behavioral approaches to developmental disability research. Information about research at KU is at ku.edu. Right now on the KU campus, we have cloudy skies and about 80 degrees. That's about as warm as it's expected to get today. And much of the KPR listening area is under a flood watch that's going to last until tomorrow morning. We are expecting a 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms a bit later this afternoon and could see heavy rain for this afternoon as well as this evening, where we have an 80% chance of showers for late tonight and overnight. And there again, heavy rainfall also a possibility, lows in the mid-60s. Looks like a 30% chance of showers for tomorrow morning. We have something for you now by Claude Debussy that he wrote in 1915. It was among his final works, among a collection of chamber pieces that were inspired by the septet by Camille Saint-Saëns. His cello sonata in D minor. Here's the Athena Ensemble on Kansas Public Radio. Claude Debussy's cello sonata in D minor, written in 1915, played for us today by the Athena Ensemble on Kansas Public Radio. 12:35 is the time. There'll be NPR News at the top of the hour, followed by more classical music till 3 this afternoon. And later on tonight at 7 p.m., Thursday evening is for Classics Live. And on tonight's program, we've got the Topeka Symphony. Catch their concert from last November of Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov, and featuring pianist Jae Young Park with the Grieg Piano Concerto. Classics Live is at 7 p.m. tonight, and then from 8 to 9, an hour of the classics with host Kay McIntyre. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Manhattan Free Clinic, providing health care to uninsured neighbors since 2005. With the help of volunteers, patients can access care by appointment at locations across Manhattan. Details at mhkfreeclinic.com. As promised, we have a little bit more Swedish music for the noon hour. Conductor James DePriest leads the Malmö Symphony Orchestra, and this is by composer Lars-Erik Larsson, a beautiful pastoral suite for you next on Kansas Public Radio. The Pastoral Suite by Swedish composer Lars-Erik Larsson, played by the Malmö Symphony, conducted by James DePriest. It's almost 1 p.m. Stay tuned in a moment for NPR News. Among other delights in the next hour, we've got the Scottish fantasy of Max Brook to share. We've got a lot more classical music still to come on KPR. Support for classical music comes from the Sunflower Music Festival in Topeka. A week of classical and jazz concerts now through June 27th at White Concert Hall on the Washburn campus, open to the public. More information at sunflowermusicfestival.org.
Most whiskey.
All Things Considered is today from 3 to 7 p.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City. KANQ Chanute. K210 CRN Atchison. And K258BT in Manhattan. And always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org.
Stackoff 161, this is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Strawberry.me, whose career coaches offer professional support to help people get unstuck, gain clarity, and move forward, whether advancing in a current role or choosing a new direction altogether. More at strawberry.me/public. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. That's the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra and its conductor Leonard Slatkin with the unforgettable Pavane, Opus 50 by Gabriel Fauré on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon and welcome back. I'm Jeff Watson with some more classical music for a Thursday afternoon. The BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra is going to be along, and appropriately enough, they'll have a Scottish fantasy, the masterpiece of composer Max Brook. That and much more still to come. Thanks for being with us. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lawrence Farmers Market, celebrating 50 years of local foods, presenting the Local Food Cup, open at 7:30 a.m. and activities starting at 9 a.m. on June 27th at 824 New Hampshire Street. More at Lawrence Farmers Market. We're joined now by the Smetana Quartet. It's the music of Beethoven that they'll play, though. We've got an early string quartet from Beethoven, written around the year of 1798. This is actually a string arrangement of Beethoven's own Ninth Piano Sonata. String quartet in F major, opus 14. The Smetana Quartet plays Beethoven on KPR. From Beethoven, a early string quartet of his, from 1798, an actual string arrangement of his Ninth Piano Sonata, performed there by the Smetana Quartet on Kansas Public Radio. 1:25 is the time. Thanks for being with us here on a Thursday afternoon. Tomorrow morning, as well as Saturday afternoon, it's Classics by Request with Destiny, the show where you, the listener, pick the playlist. And on the program tomorrow morning, a little PDQ Bach, some blues for orchestra, including the Danube Waves and more, plus Benjamin Britten's Young Person's Guide to the Orchestra. Those and other delights chosen by our listeners during Classics by Request. That is tomorrow morning from 9 to noon, as well as Saturday afternoon from 1 to 4 p.m. Here on the KU campus, it is 81 degrees, and much of the KPR listening area is under a flood watch that's going to last through tomorrow morning. We have a 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms expected just a little later this afternoon, and heavy rainfall is a distinct possibility, as well as tonight, when we have an 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms for late tonight and overnight. Heavy rainfall is expected then as well. There's a 30% chance of more showers for Friday morning. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the KU Natural History Museum, home to four floors of public exhibits, including the historic panorama, live snakes, insects, fossils, and more, highlighting past and present life on Earth to educate, engage, and inspire. More at biodiversity.ku.edu and Kansas City PBS, featuring Nick Haynes and local guest experts sharing insights and context around major news stories on Week in Review, Fridays at 7:30 p.m. Information at kansascitypbs.org. We're ready to bring you the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra. They've got a major work from composer Max Bruch that he composed in 1880, at the time for the violin virtuoso Pablo de Sarasate. And this is essentially a violin concerto, although considered by some a double concerto for violin as well as harp. It's Bruch's Scottish Fantasy. Max Bruch didn't spend a great deal of time in Scotland, but at the Munich Library in 1868 he had some access to a scholarly collection of Scottish airs and dances, which formed the basis for this fantasy. The Scottish Fantasy with the BBC Scottish Symphony, violinist Nicola Benedetti and conductor Rory MacDonald, next on Kansas Public Radio. Music composed in 1880 at the time for violin virtuoso Pablo de Sarasate. The Scottish Fantasy for violin and orchestra by Max Bruch, played there by the BBC Scottish Symphony, conductor Rory MacDonald and violinist Nicola Benedetti, here on Kansas Public Radio. It is just about 2 p.m. and almost time for NPR News. Afterwards, one more hour of classical music for your Thursday afternoon is on the way. The Royal Liverpool Philharmonic will be here, and we will take to the top of Glacier Peak, Alan Havanas and his 66th Symphony, plus the London Philharmonic with Call of the Mockingbird by Mark O'Connor. A little Americana in store for us in just a bit. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Free State Festival, celebrating the free spirit of Kansas through independent films, music, and art in downtown Lawrence, June 22nd through 28th. Passes and tickets available at freestatefestival.org.
Most whiskey entered from NPR News.
All things considered, later today from 3 to 7 p.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
124, this is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher's dedicated team of specialists provide resources on investing, retirement income, estate planning, and more. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. The London Symphony, flutist James Galway, and music by French composer Eric Satie, Gymnopédie No. 3, here on Kansas Public Radio. Good to be with you once more. I'm Jeff Watson. Classical music continues till 3 p.m., and in this final hour of the afternoon's music, Lambert Orcus will have a performance of a Schubert impromptu for keyboard, and we'll hear from Mark O'Connor with the London Philharmonic and an American fiddle suite called Call of the Mockingbird in just a little bit. We hope you can settle back and enjoy some wonderful music with us now. The Royal Liverpool Philharmonic and conductor Gerard Schwartz, they've got our next performance, and it is an American symphony by Alan Havanas, one that was among his final symphonies, written in 1992. Havanas was a composer with a highly spiritual edge to his music, and much of his best work were reflections on nature. That is the case with this symphony, which he wrote in his home in Seattle, Washington, and one natural feature of the landscape visible from his home in Seattle was the stratovolcano known as Glacier Peak in the Cascade Range. This symphony, his 66th, is known as the Hymn to Glacier Peak. It's next on KPR. Here's the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic. From composer Alan Hovhaannis, Symphony No. 66, The Hymn to Glacier Peak, completed in 1992, and played today by the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic, led by Gerard Schwartz here on Kansas Public Radio. In just a few minutes, we've got another American classical work, and one that also created in the 1990s. From Mark O'Connor, we'll hear Call of the Mockingbird in just a bit. Stay with us for the London Philharmonic in the second half of the hour. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Kansas State University, where researchers study food safety and biosecurity to support the resilience of food systems in Kansas and across the nation. More information at k-state.edu and the University of Kansas, working to address major challenges in disease prevention and treatment, sustainable energy solutions, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu. Cloudy skies and 82 degrees here at the KU campus. 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms for this afternoon. Expecting those mainly after 3 p.m. We're seeing storms crop up around east of Lawrence and the Casey metro area right now. Tonight, 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms and lows in the mid-60s. For both this afternoon and this evening and late tonight, those storms are expected to bring some potentially heavy rainfall, and a flood watch is in effect for much of the KPR listening area until tomorrow morning. Next for you on KPR, pianist Lambert Orcus plays us a Schubert Impromptu number 2 in A flat major, next on KPR. From Franz Schubert, Impromptu number 2 in A flat major, played by pianist Lambert Orcus on Kansas Public Radio, where it is 2:37, and at 3 o'clock, it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Tonight at 7 p.m., Classics Live will head your way. Tonight on the program, the Topeka Symphony and their concert from last November of music by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov, as well as pianist Chaeyoung Park with the Grieg A Minor Piano Concerto. Classics Live is tonight from 7 to 8 p.m., and from 8 to 9, there'll be an hour of the classics with host Kay McIntyre. That's all this evening here on Kansas Public Radio. The London Philharmonic Orchestra has got our last performance for this 2 p.m. hour. It is by composer Mark O'Connor, who, back in the late 1990s, was interested in creating an American-style fiddle concerto that was meant to be entitled Fanfare for the Volunteer. It was comprised of three movements originally, but each movement grew in complexity, and each became its own violin suite. And what we'll hear is the first movement of that planned concerto, Call of the Mockingbird. Here's O'Connor with violin in hand with the London Philharmonic, led by Stephen Mercurio, on KPR. From Mark O'Connor, The Call of the Mockingbird, composed in 1999. We listen to O'Connor play with the London Philharmonic, conducted by Stephen Mercurio, here on Kansas Public Radio. It is almost 3 p.m. and about time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Later on tonight, Classics Live is at 7 p.m., and Kay McIntyre has an hour of the classics from 8 to 9. I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for joining me as always. Hope you've enjoyed this afternoon's music, and I'll have more for you at noon tomorrow. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for All Things Considered comes from the LMH Health Cancer Center, offering full-service cancer care from diagnostics to treatment to recovery, all in one place. More information available at lmh.org/cancercare.